Sports. Sports Scores. Sports News. Sports Stories. And if we have time, even sports opinions. It's the Sports Dump with Will and Howie.
All right. It's the Sports Dump. It is August 17th, 2017. I'm Joe Canale, the host of the Sports Dump, and I'm joined with my co-host.
Hey, guys, I'm Dan Antonucci.
Wow, with a real un-Dan Antonucci kind of intro there.
Yeah.
Have you changed your personality?
Maybe for this episode. Maybe we'll change it up a bit.
That was
no,
very
I'm just kidding. I'm still here, folks.
That was very high energy for you.
Thanks.
And that's probably the sugar rush.
It is. I just enjoyed a delicious oatmeal circle with cream inside.
A Little Debbie's oatmeal pie,
Little
you
Debbie's
can say it.
Pie. Okay.
This we'll say we're sponsored today by Little Debbie's oatmeal pies.
Mm-hmm.
The oatmeal pies that taste really good,
yeah,
and are probably horrible for you.
Oh yeah, no, they're definitely horrible. I think they're made out of.
That's the kind of advertising you can do when you're not being paid to advertise.
Correct. Yeah.
Now, if you would like to pay us to advertise, we would redo that. We do a version of Little Debbie's oatmeal pies. They taste good. They feel good. They make you feel good.
Mm. Oh, yeah. And I feel stronger, too, for having one. Probably
absolutely.
A little bit thinner as well.
Absolutely. And I was going to suggest something sexual with them, so I'm not going to do that anymore.
Okay.
All right. So, again, you know, I'm realizing I've been doing a couple of these podcasts over the years.
Okay.
And I've done some other sports-related type of stuff. There are huge gaps in the sports world. I mean, things are happening right now, but really nothing's happening. And there's so much of the sports world's news is just nothing. Like NFL preseason. Who
it's
gives
horrible.
A crap?
I mean, they talk about NFL year round anyway. And
yes.
Then the hype.
Right.
Getting,
but I realize even now when it almost seems like relevant and necessary, it's not. It still isn't.
Yeah.
And baseball isn't even quite yet interesting.
No.
Most of the divisions are blowouts.
Yeah, significant. I mean,
thank God for the wild card.
Yeah, and thank God for the NL Central. Otherwise, there's a lot of
and even that seems
drop-offs.
Like a foregone conclusion. It feels like once the Cubs decide to just fucking step on it.
And they're fresher than every other team because of all the off-season media things they were doing and the fewer reps, I'm sure, working out. So I feel like
I don't think that makes them fresher. It
I
might make them a little less hungry.
Well, that's possible, but I feel like the hunger is coming back. Anthony Rizzo, come on now.
All right, let's not talk too much about sports.
All right.
We're supposed to start with sports and immediately drift off. No, we can actually talk real sports.
No, it's okay.
No, we can talk real sports.
Okay.
I don't know why I decided to you know what it is? I get confused because I do a couple of these podcasts and sometimes I do this one. This is the Sports Widow channel. And when it's the Sports Widow, we kind of start sports and Molly tries to get us off track. But we might as well hear what you have to say.
Yeah. And we can also go off track. Last sports-related thing, how about those wild Dodgers? It's impressive every week. I mean, they're approaching their 51 or 52 games over 500 right now. I think it's not out of the question to think we could see them get to 60 games over 500 in baseball, which we know is rare and exciting.
Well, that would be 100 wins. No, that would be 100 wins and 40 losses.
Yeah.
It'd probably be 110 wins and 50 losses.
Yeah, something like that. The 98 Yankees combined with the playoffs, I believe, were 125 and 50.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They were 114, or was it 114 in the regular season? Yes, because Seattle won 116, which is incredible.
Yeah.
That's an amazing number. And then they didn't even make it to the World Series.
Yeah. No.
So it's a weird kind of dominance.
Yeah. And
it's like when Golden State set the record.
Yep.
Although, honestly, I feel like Golden State was a greater team than the Mariners were. Like, LeBron defeated them.
Ooh, yeah.
Now, there were circumstances, namely Draymond Green getting hurt.
Yeah, big-time circumstance.
But LeBron also then took it. You know, Draymond wasn't suspended the whole series.
No, and he's an aggressive guy, LeBron. When he gets and it's weird where his motivation comes from. So when it's all on his shoulders, when he decides it's time, get out of his way.
And that's what he did.
Yeah.
That's what he did. And that's, you know, and the rest is history because that's what made Durant go there and became a team he couldn't overcome.
Yeah.
And then he'll be here in LA next year, which is nice.
Oh, yeah. I think there was a gentleman named Chris Sheridan who believes 100% that after this season, LeBron will leave the Cleveland Cavaliers because he's unhappy with ownership.
Unhappy.
Yes, and he also recently had a tense and slightly sexual hotel meeting with Kyrie Irving. That's been
now. Where are you getting your news on this?
I haven't really read it. I've just sort of grazed the headlines, and it seems like there's some sort of tryst or something, and the two of them ended up in a hotel room. You can correct me if I'm wrong. I haven't read the story.
Well, I don't think you need correction to say that you're wrong. I think it's just assumed on that. Okay. Some of you folks may have heard. Here, you'll hear it again. A motorcycle in the background.
Absolutely.
So we're here close to Ventura Boulevard, and I thought about closing the windows, but Dan said no.
Yeah, I think it for our listeners at home, it's nice to hear the sounds of the city and the world famous Ventura Boulevard and some.
Is it world famous? You think Ventura Boulevard?
I think in the United States it is.
Okay, I understand
because we have a lot of citizens of the world.
We do, and we also think that we are the world.
Correct.
You know,
yeah.
That song could be misappropriated very easily to "We Are the World, Just Us."
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I just realized that.
There you go.
What a selfish song.
Revelations.
Revelations. You wanted to talk about your fantasy football.
No, I didn't.
It's right on the top of the page.
Yeah, well, not till after the draft. I don't need anybody listening getting some ideas.
But you said you wanted to talk about it.
No, I said specifically, I'm just talking to you person to person.
You were giving me your big sleeper.
Yeah, which who shall remain nameless.
I forget who it was, luckily. Good.
But hey, everybody, get ready for fantasy. There's this new zero running back strategy they're pushing.
Right. Well, if you don't want to talk about it, let's not talk about
it. No, we can talk about that part of fantasy football for sure.
Michael Thomas, the wide receiver for New Orleans, right, is your sleeper?
Yeah.
You're
I'm
picking
pretty
eight,
fond
and you think you're going to get him at eight?
I hope to surprise people by getting him at eight.
Yeah, you will surprise people because I think he'll be there.
Yeah, well, it's going to be between him, Jordan Hyatt, and Joseph Ajayi.
No.
Yeah. I think with what's available at that pick, I could go A.J. Green. I'm just saying, think about the people that are available at that moment.
No.
Well, who would you pick, Joe? Please, enlighten me.
Odell Beckham?
He's going to be gone by four.
Yeah, he is. Gronk?
Gronk, that's a reach at eight. Come on. I mean, maybe if you're from New England. Well, Brady, if you look at math and data, he's on a pretty good trajectory. That guy's been a pretty good player as much as I
have. Has he?
Yeah. Oh.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Well,
breaking news.
What was it, 28-2 the ratio last year?
Yeah.
That's weird.
Wasn't that the score before the comeback too? 28-2?
Even the best guy at video games will have, you know, three
tip
to six,
pass.
Seven, yeah, interceptions in that season.
You know who has more tip pass interceptions than anyone in football history?
Oh, Eli.
Yeah.
Yeah. For sure.
So many.
And it is, I mean.
So
many, yeah.
So many.
And
he's tall.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Drew Brees doesn't have that many.
No. And he also doesn't have as many rings as Eli, so it all balances out. Yeah.
Nicely done.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad we finished a fantasy football. I'll just give an addendum to that. I am in a fantasy English football league.
Football. Yeah.
The Premier League. And I'm already in second to last place and already disinterested.
Oh, okay.
One weekend.
Oh, 1 week. Okay.
One match, as they say.
We may put a diagram up or a chart or graph up there on the website so people can see the ratio.
And also, I gotta get it together on that website stuff. I need to tie our Facebook page and our Twitter page together. Yes. We do have a Twitter page.
Yes, check it out.
Not a Twitter page. A Twitter. What is it?
A Twitter tag.
I guess a page.
Handle, yeah.
Yeah, handle, sure. And a Facebook page.
Yeah.
But we have to link all these things.
Oh, yeah. Easy peasy, folks. And it gives you something to look forward to.
It does. It really does. Mm-hmm. So we'll be doing that at some point.
We're also going to have this. I just saw over the ticker that it's been announced we're also going to have an Instagram page for the Sports Dump as well. So
well, maybe you
exciting.
Can run that.
Yeah, no, I also saw that under the ticker. It said CEO,
did it?
CFO, Instagram
nice.
Account. Yeah,
all right. Yeah, there's a lot of exciting stuff. We have there's a website.
Mm-hmm.
There's a website, thesportsdump.com, I think is what it is.
Yeah, straightforward, great name.
Right
great,
out there,
thesportsdump.com. Yeah.
And so there's content on there already, and you're going to be providing some more.
Yeah, I'm going to
bring basketball
you
analysis.
Some vlogs and some blogs, some writing and some video for you guys to enjoy, some interesting perspectives on the NBA and college basketball, specifically the Connecticut Huskies and their big bounce-back championship
year. Well, we don't want it to be that specific.
Yeah, no, that'll be just a general flavor.
You got to speak up into the mic a little more. I think you're...
Yeah, I think upon review, we'll hear that it's quite clear, quite loud.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm just turning you up
and
a little
bit. And I have medium-sized lungs, so sometimes I don't have a lot of water...
I can believe that your lungs are not... I think my lungs are bigger than yours.
Because I'm a sprinter. I run very fast. I have explosive strength.
I would bet I could beat you in a race.
No
You know
way.
What?
We have raced.
Have you ever seen,
have you ever seen the
video of me racing Ryan Tweedy?
No.
He's the guy I do the Husker podcast with.
Okay.
And I wipe out about 5 steps in. Hard.
Like where you're running so fast, your body just starts going forward.
I was wearing shoes that I had never run in. And they're basically like slippers. They're super light. They're New Balance, but
so
they're super light.
So you didn't even do
light.
Like a light jog to warm up and
no,
test?
No, nothing. Oh, I went from zero to run, and I was 2 steps ahead of him after 5 steps.
Wow.
And then just, and I veered. You see me like veer, because his wife was videotaping it.
That's going to go up on the website too. Continue, please.
Well, I will. I'll share it. It's on our other website, but I'll put it on this one too. And his wife, who is from Russia and has a bit of an accent, is taping it. And you see me right away wipe out. You kind of see him wonder why he's so out in front. But he doesn't turn because he was slower than me.
He can't risk throwing it all away.
And he's kind of looking, and as he crosses the line, she just goes, "Joe fell." And I'm in the background, like, rolling over. You hear me? It's
that's
great.
That's good. Oh, good fall.
So that's the last
time
I race somebody.
Yeah, that's
well,
good.
Well, let's race on grass.
Love it. I think Beachside 2008.
Oh, Beach. That's how, how people get
that's
hurt.
That's the last time I raced. Yes. Oh. And I fell at the end, you know, when you're going so fast that you can only
and a beach,
fall
it's easy to fall on sand.
It was barefoot, too.
Well, that's good.
But
that's
it was
a way
good
to
race.
Run.
It was a good race.
Didn't the guy on New England really hurt his knee in one of those sand football games?
Oh, yeah, like mini soccer or something on the sand?
No, it was football. I think they played like touch football years ago for the Pro Bowl. Mm-hmm. And they played in Hawaii. He was a rookie running back from New England, and he just crushed his knee.
Dangerous place to be, the Pro Bowl. A lot of fun and games.
I guess
a lot of excess. A lot of young guys going to Hawaii for the first time.
But this was a league-sanctioned thing.
Yeah, hey, it's not off-limits. It's all-encompassing. I said it's a dangerous place. That
all right,
league
okay.
Activities.
All right.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. You said you wanted to talk about sandwich softball.
Yes, wouldn't it be fun to imagine? Or just the top four, the meat of your order, we'll say.
You got to explain this
a little
better. Well,
I'm going to explain to the audience.
Because right now, it just...
If sandwiches could be ball players, baseball players...
This is such a ridiculous... This should be one of your articles.
Yeah,
if
maybe,
sandwiches could be baseball players...
Yeah, and it could, you know... So
I need a couple of examples.
Just to give you a couple examples.
Great. And talking to
Johnny
the mic.
Bench would be a pepperoni sandwich because of the roundness and the red color and a little bit of spice.
A pepperoni sandwich?
Yeah. You know, on like a hard roll.
I've never
roll.
Heard of really? That's
yeah,
so
you know,
Italian.
It's rare. Not
that's,
a lot,
that's like such a hard roll with butter and pepperoni on it. It's such go down to Johnny's.
Yeah.
We actually had a corner store.
Yeah.
Honestly, called Johnny's Italian Deli. They had like candy bars and stuff. Mm-hmm. You'd get a loaf of Italian bread.
Mm-hmm.
I used to think it was so far, and now when I'm home, it's literally like 30 steps.
Yeah. And those are the best food on the world, those good sandwiches.
Oh, it was great. Those rolls, you can't, those rolls are great.
Well, that's the question. Mike Trout would have to be a sandwich like that, or the Godfather, or those iconic spicy Italian sandwiches.
Have you ever had the Godmother over at that place in Santa Monica?
Yes, but growing up with the Godfather in Torrington, Connecticut, Salerno's Deli, check it out if you've never been. It's a great place, open year-round. Other treats, too, such as Johnny's Hero, which is fried meatballs, mayonnaise, lettuce, hot peppers, and anything else you can imagine. Salerno's Deli in Torrington.
Wait. Anything else you can imagine?
Yeah. Hot peppers stuffed with cheese and meat, all sorts of good stuff. Oh, yeah.
But, I mean, what's the standard sandwich? You're saying,
Godfather
you could add that?
Is there. Yes.
And what's the Godfather? That's salami, provolone, pepperoni. Capicole.
Yeah, yeah. All the essentials plus this unique to the deli weird pepper spread that's flavorful.
Like a red pepper spread or a hot pepper spread?
Hot pepper, but without offensive hotness.
Okay, mayonnaise?
Yeah, there's probably a little bit of mayonnaise on there. It's just so good. I Google it at home. Godfather Salerno's, Torrington, Connecticut.
You know what's a good sandwich from the East? Oh, go ahead.
No, I just
more.
Wanted to be fair. Bay City's in Santa Monica, the Godmother, is a delicious sandwich.
It's a great
sandwich,
city.
And it's right up there with most sandwiches on
and
the
you know what a lot of people wait to get? I've seen people in line. They got them just sitting up there in a basket.
Mm-hmm.
I shouldn't tell people this. But people choose to wait in that line for 20 minutes to order, like, the same sandwich.
Yeah. Just speaks volumes about the sandwich, I
just
think.
Just eat the fucking sandwich out of the basket. For God's sake.
Oh, I think I see what you're saying now. You have the option to get it out of the
You just take it instead of standing in the line so long.
Got it.
It's not like they're special ordering it.
Yeah.
Whatever. People are crazy.
People
out
are nuts.
Here.
Yeah.
I got to say, I went yesterday through a drive-through Starbucks.
Ooh.
Yeah. I feel kind of dirty for having done it.
What weird food item did you order?
I only ordered a...
Be honest with the viewers.
No, iced coffee is all I got with cream. Iced coffee. That's I needed a coffee before an audition. And so I coffeed up. But it was I was in that line for like 20 minutes.
If waiting for your coffee. So then
like
you
the whole
irritated.
Line was so long.
Wow.
I could have gone. I could have driven to another Starbucks, gotten out, gotten the coffee, gotten back in my car and driven back to that spot and had 5 minutes to spare.
So were you peppy and caffeinated for your audition?
I guess so. Oh, I spilled. I was holding my water bottle and I look up. I stand up to move my seat to get closer and my water bottle has leaked all over my shorts on the right, or my pants on the right side, and on my shirt. So there is like a, it's clear that I didn't piss myself unless my penis was extremely large and shifted all the way up to the right.
But people have a split second where they have to make that determination.
Yes.
Okay.
Like, was this guy, like, was his penis lying in a weird way and then he just pissed himself? No, is the answer. But it stayed wet through my slate, so I had to be like, just for the record, this is a spill and not a nervous urination.
There you go.
I was telling people outside I was getting into character and it was an angry urination.
Okay. Okay. So needless to say, you're not getting a callback for this particular project.
This was a callback. So,
oh, it was. Oh, okay. Well, then all is
not
well.
On avail, so that's all I needed to know about that.
Well, that's good. Well, that's cool, though. At least you're memorable, because then in the future they'll say, who was the fellow that had the spill? You know,
yeah. And I improvised. I thought I improvised pretty well. Yeah. Maybe they didn't want the improv, but I liked my improv.
Great. Well, if you felt like you left it all out on the table and you know, you had a nice experience, you liked your improv, that's all you can do.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're an expert of the field. You've run auditions.
Yes.
You do this stuff.
Yes, indeed.
You see a lot of people go through the mill.
Yeah, yeah. That's the best part of the work, I think, is the people.
The people.
You know, the people. Because the business can be a bit much sometimes, but the people are pretty awesome.
What do you mean? Aren't the people the business?
Yeah, I guess in retrospect, I love it all. There we go.
You love it all.
Clarity now.
You love it all. Oh, great. Absolutely. Yeah. Your place looks like it's fun. I've been there before.
It's a lot of fun. We have a lot of fun.
It's very chill.
Yeah.
And what's nice is that place is just like that one little office there. Like Ocean Park is just a monstrosity.
Yes, it is.
I'm talking about auditions and nobody gives a shit.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you guys, yeah.
The point
Enjoy
is,
that.
I mean, anyone listening probably understands what I'm talking
about.
Yeah,
they get it.
All right, so did you want to, was there anything really more to your sandwich softball
thing?
Oh,
yeah, well, let me quickly round out the lineup for you.
You have a full
pitching,
lineup?
Okay. Sandy Koufax, a.k.a. the Reuben, because of his Jewish heritage. And
okay, that's
been
a good combination.
A
yeah, sure. And a Reuben, that might be my favorite sandwich.
Yeah.
I like the half pastrami, half corned beef Reuben.
Ooh.
I like to
I
mix
like
it
that.
Up.
Is there a specific name for that sandwich?
It's just like, no. A half and half Reuben? I don't know.
Well,
you can get it at Cantor's. Most places will give it to you.
Cantor's, tasty place. Check it out.
I wanted to go there the other day, and my friend didn't want to go there.
Well?
He wanted to go to the Village Itty, which is much more expensive.
Yeah, much more expensive.
There was a soccer game on. So.
Oh, well, then there's a very specific.
Yeah. I would have ordered that at Cantor's if I could have, though.
Sure. Have you ever had the Bronx Special there?
What is that?
Now, you may not like this. This will be the end of our sandwich talk. There's no more players revealed this week, but look forward to future players.
Great, great. That was a great tease for that.
Yes. Now, the Bronx is corned beef, open-faced, on marble rye, with liverwurst on top.
Okay.
And onions and, like, mushroom and sides and stuff. How does that jive with you?
Nah. I'll take the half and half Reuben over that. Now, liverwurst, yeah. I'm not a big fan of.
Well, that's what we're getting at.
I love chopped liver, though, which is a gourmet liverwurst.
Okay.
And I specifically have only really had my ex-mother-in-law's chopped liver. And I've talked about it a lot of times in the hopes that somehow, I mean, I think she still likes me or likes me again. I don't know what it is either way, but not enough to send me chopped liver, I guess.
Well.
But she, it's a memorable food that she has made.
Wow.
And I, you know, I like that. She also does pottery. So if she would send me pottery with chopped liver in it, that would be really cool.
Two birds, one stone.
Yes.
That'd be great.
There'd have to be. Oh, Cincinnati has the lead over the Cubs.
Ooh,
by the way.
Update.
Some live reporting.
What's the score now?
11-10 in the top of the eighth.
Wow. Classic summertime baseball, folks.
A lot of scoring. Hot day,
yep,
in Chicago.
Loose balls, hot bats. All right.
I like that.
Yeah.
So today is a very important day in your history, Dan.
Oh, yeah. 20 years ago was the first concert I ever saw.
What concert was it?
Wu-Tang and Rage Against the Machine.
That's the first concert you ever went to?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it was pretty exciting. They did, I think, $30,000 or $40,000 worth of damage to the amphitheater from all the excitement. People just started ripping fencing down and kind of destroying the place.
Were you a part of the rioting?
No, I was nuzzled in my friend's back fat in my first time in a mosh pit. I was terrified. I'd
been, my God. What were you, 18?
And I'd tried marijuana for the first time.
Oh, my goodness. All right. So let's put this all together. You're in your late teens.
Yeah,
is that right? 18, 19?
Probably 17, yeah.
17! I didn't try marijuana until I was 20.
Well, there would be a huge gap before I ever would try it again.
Okay. Actually, and to be fair, I did one time. Didn't like it. Not a good experience. Mm-hmm. And there were years in between that and the next try.
There you go. It's an organic process, folks.
Yeah.
Everybody's journey is different.
Absolutely. I'd say wait till college, folks. Yeah. Wait till college. It's almost always a good time there.
Yeah, exactly. Your brain is too susceptible to
that's
craziness.
Right. The young brain, you got to be past 18,
I think.
I would advise 20.
Yeah, that's good.
In fact, and I'll probably advise any and all children I have 21,
yes,
just to be
for
on
sure.
The,
absolutely,
you know, the legal side of things.
Absolutely,
and by that age, it'll either be, well, then it be in a dystopian future, or it'll be legal.
Yeah, I think some sort of spray will be the future. People will just kind of
like Lysol spray, like
ethogenically.
Now, you mean some kind of spray like in Mad Max, where the most recent one?
Oh, absolutely.
Where they're spraying their face with the paint.
Yeah, yeah, with the silver
before
paint
before they die.
But this would be green, and then it would fade, and you'd have beautiful skin.
I feel like that's a more inconvenient method than the current ones.
You're
I don't think that's an improvement on the...
That's true.
I guess the vape pen, supposedly. Yeah. But there's something about that it's such a negative connotation for me. The vaping, more maybe in relation to cigarettes, where cigarettes used to be the Marlboro man. And now you're vaping.
Yeah, well, cigarettes...
And I did not mean to make a distinction there in a negative way.
No.
But like cigarettes to me lose the cool if you're vaping.
No,
and it's
for
just
sure.
For the nicotine.
Yeah, absolutely. Because cigarettes, no matter how you like them or hate the smell of them, in certain circumstances, everybody's seen them up on the big screen with
cool.
John Wayne or some hotshot doing
and
making a
in some social ways, when I used to smoke years ago, I would wait, you know, on a nice winter day in Chicago at Second City by the doors, so you're not out in the snow, but you're getting the outside and the wind. That's a great place for a cigarette.
Ah, absolutely. You
Ruby
know,
and I would
and
sit there and have a Parliament light there.
When you smoke,
I
got to
stop
nice,
talking about it. I'm gonna
nice soothing. You know, the time
Jones
passes, and you have they're good stuff.
Horrible
but they're terrible.
Habit,
they're terrible.
Horrible
Everybody
habit.
Yeah, no, stay
Horrible
away
habit.
From the nicotine.
Nobody wants them.
Nope.
So 20 years ago, what a great first concert.
Oh, it was wonderful. They collaborated after the second band.
They did?
Yeah.
So Wu-Tang first? Or Rage?
Actually, it was Wu-Tang first.
Wu-Tang first.
Yeah.
Then Rage.
And then both. Like a little blend.
Like,
for like a song or two, tops.
Like, and
but
whose songs?
Was
or was,
off
it,
the,
was it like just jamming and freestyling?
Yeah. It was, I couldn't tell you for the life of me. I was just a combination of euphoria, probably a little too much to drink.
Yeah.
And
did you throw up
the weed for the first time? No, I did not throw up. No.
So you moshed, drank, and smoked and didn't puke?
Yeah, no, it was quite, and it was a wonderful group of guys. Some of the great pals. And it
now
was,
that's
it was
a, now what was the crowd? Was it like that? Because I saw Public Enemy in a place about the size of this area.
Oh, okay.
Which was good in some ways. In some ways, it was bad. They showed up like an hour or more late, maybe an hour
bad.
And 20. And then they only played for about 20 minutes.
Really? How hot was it? Was it a comfortable temperature? Or was
it was fine, but okay. Everyone there was like a skater punk.
Oh,
and,
interesting.
And me.
And
this
you.
Was in Poughkeepsie, like white suburban
sure.
at the Chance.
An interesting town for sure.
You know, Poughkeepsie's a city, but you're still kind of in the sticks there, I feel like, in upstate New York there. Probably not unlike where you grew up.
No, I went to Poughkeepsie, spent some time there for the first time about a year ago. I said, this is a lovely town.
What did you do there?
Hey, it was a funeral, I believe.
Oh, you're probably pretty sure about that.
Yes, I'm pretty sure. Yes.
It was a funeral.
Yes.
A relative?
My cousin's husband's mother.
Oh, well.
Yes.
I'm sorry about that.
Yep.
Wow.
But then
last time
buffet,
I was at Poughkeepsie was a funeral too, actually. It was my grandmother.
Oh, okay. So good. Double sadness.
Double sadness,
like,
and now we're
good
back.
Commemoration
and
of
we
the
remembered
ladies.
Them, yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Good for them. All right, we're out of topics. I got to drive you back home, don't I?
Yeah. Oh yeah, this guy's got work to do.
I got to drive you back home. I got to do shopping.
Mm-hmm.
I will have spent over twice as much time transporting you.
Yeah. Very
we
exciting.
Just,
special edition.
You know what I should have just done?
Brought the equipment in the car.
And just done it in the car.
Well, maybe we'll do a special edition on the drip back.
No, I got to set it up more, but
that's
what we'll do down the line.
Efficiency, yeah.
That's a great idea. Doing another edition on the way back.
And then we could have guests. We could say, excuse me, sir, what do you think of Lawrence Moten or some relevant sports person on the street?
Yeah, that's not a bad idea.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll try that again. Maybe we'll do that. We'll have a second on the road thing.
Yes.
Okay. Great. So look for later in the week a special I'm giving Nooch a ride home episode. We're going to try to set it up here.
Yeah, Kerouac style.
Kerouac style, exactly. Mm-hmm. All right. So I don't know what we'll talk about since we've just used everything up.
Yeah, this may
but we'll
be
find
non-sports
out.
Related.
Yeah, it may be just like the drive related.
It could be a music special.
It probably won't be. But can I play music while we do it?
Yes,
I'll be wanting
absolutely.
To do that.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And I'll make weird noises during the chorus so we can't get sued.
Okay. I'll try to play just old jazz so nobody will know what it is. Nobody sues the old jazz guys.
No.
That's awful. We just steal their music.
Okay. Sorry, old jazz guys. We love you.
Yeah. And still working on exit music, folks. So look for that.
Until then.
It's the Sports Dump. I thought you'd say something to get it.
It certainly is.